For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has told a radio host that, based on what he knows now, it's likely he would pardon a white St. Louis couple if they are charged for brandishing guns during a protest outside their mansion. Democratic Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is investigating Mark and Patricia McCloskey for an incident on June 28th. Protesters walked onto the private street where the McCloskeys live, and the couple came out with guns. Parson, President Donald Trump, and Senator Josh Hawley have all criticized Gardner's investigation. Parson told 97.1 FM in St. Louis on Friday that he thinks a pardon is, quote, exactly what would happen. Missouri has set another record for daily increases in new coronavirus cases as the total jumped Saturday by 958. According to KOMU-8, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported another 846 cases Sunday as well. The new confirmed cases bring the state total to 33,094 and exceeded Missouri's previous one-day high for new cases of 936 on Tuesday. As of Saturday, the seven-day average of new cases reported by the state is 731, up from 560 a week ago. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said the number of deaths is also increased to 1,129. 11 people have been arrested during a protest calling for an end to a federal initiative that will send 225 federal enforcement agents into Kansas City. The Kansas City Star reports that the arrest came after some spray-painted profanities and anti-police sentiments on the headquarters building and a statue honoring Kansas City officers who died in service on Friday. Police said protesters also punched and pushed some officers. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas said he wants to put statistics about the city's police force on a public-facing online dashboard in an effort to increase accountability, identify areas for improvement, and build community trust. Under a resolution that Lucas introduced this past week, the city manager would determine specific data points to request from the police department on a regular basis. The Kansas City Star reports that the data would be used to create a performance management reporting dashboard. The resolution will be heard in a committee tomorrow and could be voted on by the city council as soon as Friday. A federal lawsuit filed Friday accuses two St. Louis officers of slamming a woman to the ground and arresting her because she filmed others being arrested. The American Civil Liberties Union filed the lawsuit on behalf of homeless advocate Sharon Morrow. The lawsuit said Morrow was in downtown St. Louis in April of 2019 to provide food and supplies for the homeless when she saw police arresting two others. She began to use her cell phone to take video of the arrests. Later, two officers allegedly pulled Morrow from her car and slammed her face down into the asphalt. A police spokesperson declined to comment. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.